possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's keep the Cam Hayward talk rolling because it is by far the biggest topic in Pittsburgh sports. The biggest one facing the Steelers right now as they are on the practice field at St. Vincent College for the final time in 2025. Chris Muller across from me. I'm Andrew Filippone. Donnie Football in the house. So is intern Jack. And we will open up the phone lines right away on this topic at 412-928-9370. A topic so big, our boss, who has censored himself on social media, tweeted that he wanted to break his sports take silence on this yesterday, but then I guess decided that what's that whole valor expression?
Discretion is the better part of valor.
Yeah.
Cooler heads prevail.
So he didn't do it?
Mm-hmm.
But then he texted us privately his thoughts.
He did. He's gone corporate, but that's okay.
Donnie, I thought, had a good take on this today. I saw him post this. There's been rampant reaction to it ever since Hayward opened his mouth.
Like on the YouTube comments from Hugh Jass Forever, who said Cam should henceforth be known as, quote, Captain Greedy Pants. Thank you, Hugh Jass Forever.
Donnie, tell everybody who didn't see it what you said today about it.
I assume you mean the one that I said, yeah, I want to see Cam Hayward get paid. Like, I'm still pro player here. But we do have to address that the comments didn't help, and also that he and his agent just fumbled the bag a bit at the negotiating table last year.
Yes. No one held them at gunpoint to sign that deal. And if they didn't like it, he could have played out the final year of his contract and then gone into free agency or negotiated a brand new contract with the Steelers after the season. I think that's right. I think he is trying to have it both ways. I think he signed a bad contract. I also will point out the Steelers have employed his brother. But I still think he should get more money. And I think that there's a pretty easy solution that Hayward alluded to yesterday and said easy and simple during that Q&A. Just take some of the money from next year and put it into this year. And if that happens, who outside, like who's fans? Why would fans be pissed off about that? It's not their $5 or $6 million. Do they feel like doing that?
If it costs them a player that they think they could have otherwise had, and
at this point,
I think people next year who are very much against Cam in this, I think will look around for a guy that might go for that much in free agency and say
$5 or $6 million.
You could have had so and so, and maybe that would have helped your team more than just making him happy. I have been interested, even though I think he probably warrants more money, even though he signed a contract fully knowing that he might outperform it and he didn't get anything in writing. Like, I want to see him get more money because I think he probably warrants more money, and I'm sympathetic to the fact that he's playing a dangerous sport. His job has a high injury rate, 100% injury rate, all that. I have been surprised, though, after we signed off yesterday, at the number of people who I would think normally would be on Cam's side here. Like, in this case, Joel Corey. You familiar with him at all?
He's a former NFL agent who writes for CBS.
So, he's a sports agent. If you're an agent, you are automatically on the side of the players.
Yeah.
You know, by definition.
Uh-huh.
And just seeing him say that Cam Hayward's trying to have it both ways. If he was so sure he'd have an All-Pro 24 season as a 35-year-old, he should have played out the deal instead of signing an extension that averages almost $2 million less per year than his last extension.
I agree with that.
It's just, it is eye-opening, I guess, is my point. Because usually when these kinds of situations arise, I think usually you get two camps. Like, you get people who say, no, you played, you signed the deal, do it. And anyone who is loosely or tightly affiliated with the player side, be it current or former players or agents, usually they line up behind the guy and say, pay the man. So to see a guy like Joel Corey, who knows what he's talking about, say that, it's just eye-opening. I think it to me, indicates that Cam already, no matter how this ends, one of the most popular and universally liked Steelers, has taken a permanent hit to his PR reputation.
Okay. But if he just moves money that he's going to get next year anyways into this year, that should not be a scar on the guy's legacy here. James Harrison is in the Hall of Honor. He comes back for Steelers functions. Now, he authored a much bigger play than Hayward and was a part of two Super Bowl winning teams. So, yes, that counts for a lot. He also went and played for the Patriots at the end of his career. So, you know,
but at that point, he was defying Mike Tomlin, which I think made him a cult hero with most Steelers fans. The whole split, the whole schism happened because he was sick of Tomlin, which put him in line with your average fan, with you even.
Right, but I'm saying
that I don't think that was even seen as a sin, is my point.
Playing for New England?
Yeah, I don't. Because of why he ended up getting his release from here. Yes, I think most people sympathized with him.
So asking for more money is worse than that.
I think for a lot of people, yeah, it is. Gin and Sofa Podcast paid $5 for this YouTube comment, Donnie. Saying hello from Virginia, I love Cam, but I think it's unfortunate negotiating. Donnie is handing down life lessons from his cloud of judgment.
I don't know how to take that. Was that a positive?
I think they might actually be on your side here, but that's a weird way to frame it.
Because I generally agree with what Donnie said. I think two things can be true. You can look back on it and say, man, Cam made a horrible decision to sign this contract. Mm-hmm. He is trying to have it both ways. But there is something you can do to pacify him, placate him, make him happy, and get everybody to move on. Move money from 2026 to 2025.
But then the question becomes, to spin it forward, why aren't they doing that? If it's that simple, why aren't they doing it? And if it's not happening, is it because they really don't want to, or his real request is something else?
He made it sound yesterday like he would be fine with that. He said there are ways to do it that have been reported. I'm not going to get into it. And then he said, I've seen it happen here with guys before. We know who he's talking about.
Antonio Brown.
Yes.
So I guess my point is, then their side has to be pretty damn dug in if it's gotten to this point. If they know, because they clearly know more directly and specifically what he would be amenable to than even what, you know, he said yesterday. There has to be a reason that they don't want to do it. And that, I think, is the thing I would want to uncover. Why are the Steelers, if the player is offering publicly, hinting at what a solution would be, and it's not something like too radical, why don't they want to do it?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's it. That's like honestly my question. Am I missing something as far as how it would affect
Chris,
I don't think anybody has,
no one has an answer on that yet. It's all speculation because
I know that's my,
they're
like,
not saying anything other
question.
Than, hey, Cam will be fine. Everything's going to work itself out. I'm not worried about this. That's the company line. No one's willing to really, they're not going to take us behind the scenes. Someone needs to get to the bottom of it in reporting. That's what needs to happen. Jay Glazer's been at camp for 2 days. Can he get us something? You know, that's what we're waiting on here. What's their side of the story? Is Cam lying? Is he being dishonest?
If Jay reports something, then
we know it comes from Tomlin.
Well, you know, you can reasonably infer that it's Mike Tomlin's position on the matter. So that would be interesting if Jay actually sends something out.
But if the Steelers did that and said, you know what, Cam, you're
right. Here's $6 million.
Here's $5 or $6 million. Are the same people that have like just jammed our phone lines and are paying money on YouTube to comment, are they going to be pissed at the Steelers? Like, oh my God, how dare you give in on this, you weak-ass organization? Oh, you just opened up Pandora's box. You took that can of worms and you opened it right up and they're crawling all over the place now. Look out, because here comes Patrick Queen and DK Metcalf, or any guy who has a good year is going to knock on Mr. Rooney's door and say, give me more money. Is that what they're going to say? Or is everybody going to be like, oh, okay, that was actually fine. Not the end of the world. I love Cam again. Let's go beat the Jets week one. And, you know, it's I'll put my jersey back on and still revere him as a player. That's what I want to know. Like, I feel like that's the most logical conclusion here, which is going to make like this period of time that we're in right now, when we look
It'll
back
feel
on
like
it,
a fever dream.
Yeah, it's going to be like a weird battle or war between the fans and an extremely popular player. Or maybe people will even look at that. Oh my God, he actually like twisted their arm and held up the Steelers. He held up the Steelers for an extra $5 or $6 million. What a selfish, greedy SOB this guy is. I won't feel that way.
When AB did it, no one seemed to be bothered by it. Donnie's landlord, I'm not going to obviously read his name next to something if he sent something really inflammatory. He just said, for the AB comp, the guy was on a heater like no wide receiver in NFL history when he kept asking for essentially cash advances from the following year, so it's hard to compare. I agree that AB was playing at his position at an insane level, but the combination of Cam's overall production and his age is pretty unprecedented at his position.
And I've just not heard...
It's just not as impactful overtly on a game as AB would be when he'd have 8 catches for 190.
But I mean, what do people want the Steelers to do here then? They want,
just dig in and basically force Cam to miss games, and then eventually
he won't do that.
I do think that right now, based on what we've heard for the last couple days, I do think the outcome here that would be happiest for the majority of the people that have sounded off on this is Cam eventually relents, gets nothing else.
Yeah, and plays on his current salary.
If he plays really well again, then people after this year will be like, okay, pay the man some more.
Yeah,
well, actually, they probably won't be, because they'll say he's 37. Can you really trust him? If he has a bad year or even an average year where he's not an all-pro or a pro bowler, he's just a solid football player, they'll laud the Steelers for, you know, sticking on principle. What do kids say now? Standing on business?
Tomlin said that in an interview. He's trying to stay young. Yeah, he's even picked up that lingo.
So I think
so they want
the Steelers to dig in and
they
win.
Want Hayward to just give up the fight and like hold a press conference in a week where he apologizes for all this and says, I was wrong. The union made me do it, or somebody else made me do it. I was getting bad advice. Let's just go back to playing football. You're right. That is probably what fans want.
I think what they really want is Cam gets nothing, is so motivated by getting nothing, he has another all-pro season. You know what? See, they're masters of motivation over there. They just lit a fire under him that couldn't be contained.
And if he gets a raise, he better be Joe Green, Warren Sapp, Aaron Donald, and friggin' Cortez Kennedy rolled into one this year, man. If they do, if the Steelers
are you
do
saying
blend,
that is your opinion?
No,
or
I'm
or
saying that's
fan
how
opinion.
Fans are going to feel. He better be, even though he'll still be like the sixth or seventh paid defensive tackle in the NFL.
I thought you could throw Carl Eller and Alan Page
in
there.
In the minds of fans, he better be the biggest ass-kicking defensive tackle of all time if he gets that.
I just think that I'll go back to one of my original takes that's not even like a – everyone knows what side of this I am ultimately on. I just think it is one of the unfortunate side effects of what football is and how aging is treated at any position that's not quarterback, and especially at Cam's position. It is just – I don't think, let me put it this way, hopefully you and I are still doing this show together in 10 years. I don't think between now and then we would be likely to see another situation that plays out exactly this way. A beloved player playing at this level, at this age, at that position, be in this sort of position with the team.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.